You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent. Match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. Common is a Grammy and Oscar-winning rapper, actor, and activist from Chicago. He's been making records since 1992, and in October, he released his 13th album, A Beautiful Revolution. In this episode, he breaks down how he made the song A Riot in My Mind, along with a handful of collaborators, including Lenny Kravitz and a cameo from Chuck D.
I see greater till the fire next time. It's burning down, there's a riot in my mind. It's a war outside. When it's quiet, it's a riot in my mind.
My name is Common. So at the end of the summer, I was in L.A. I wasn't planning on making an album, but what led me to making an album was the song I was working on for a children's show. It was a show called Bookmarks, where different people, authors, actors, read children's books. And these books were, you know, really uplifting and saying, hey, we all are one.
Waiting thoughts of you being a star. Truly you'll shine by seeing who you are.
It's called Don't Forget Who You Are, and it's featuring PJ.
Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are.
When we made this song, first of all, it just organically felt like, oh man, I love making music, man. This just feels so good to make some music and to be creating with these co-creators that I love. But then it was the reaction to that song, which I wrote for children, but people I knew were like, man, I love this song. It makes me feel good. And it was like a moment where I understood that, wait, I need to make some music that's gonna be inspiring, that's gonna uplift, that's gonna bring the energy up and give hope and motivate people. So we wrote that song, got it complete, got it mixed. And I said, man, let's do some more studio sessions. I just experienced, like so many of us, the pandemic, and I started seeing the world in a new way, kind of more from a more spiritual way. I started getting more in tune with the Creator, with God, and I also was in a place of seeing what had occurred over the summer with the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and the shooting of Jacob Blake, and just the emotional unrest and tension that existed. I actually went out throughout the summer to the protests. I went one time to Minnesota a few weeks after George Floyd's killing for a meeting with some elected officials and community activists. And then I went to Louisville, Kentucky for a rally for Breonna Taylor, for her family, and really encouraging the people of Kentucky to be active in making sure that the people who had killed Breonna Taylor were brought to justice. And that protest really was life-enhancing for me to be a part of. I felt anger. I felt pain. I felt strength. I felt inspired. I felt the inspiration of the people. That really affected me. At that moment, I was like, I'm going to do an album. And it's going to be movement music. Riot in My Mind really wasn't constructed until the end of September. I wrote the song with my collaborators, Isaiah Sharkey, Boone Bishop, Kareem Riggins, Robert Glasper, and PJ. At that point, we had a beautiful, colorful collage of music for the album, but I want to see if we can come up with something else. I don't know exactly what that may be, but I think it should be something hard. When I was thinking about movement music, I truly wanted to make sure I captured the anger, the hurt, the angst. So in my mind, as soon as I'm saying that, I'm like, I need another raw joint, like a joint where I could just give you that energy where you get charged. So I said I wanted a harder sounding beat. The second day of the studio is going well, but Sharkey has to fly back to Chicago for a performance. And we had done a day's full of work. So we were just sitting around talking, and then the suggestion came that we go play a little basketball. So Sharkey and Kareem say, you know, we're going to stay in and just work till Sharkey got to leave. So we come back in after playing, and Kareem starts to play some of the things that they worked on. He was like, you got to hear this. So I'm listening to this jazz-sounding guitar intro, which I love. Sharkey is such a gifted guitarist and musician. It just was sounding beautiful. But then it kicks in with the drums. He went from a jazz vibe to this hard sounding like rock funk sound. And I'm like, man, sometimes I hear certain pieces of music and they just take my mind to another place. I give the songs titles sometimes right when we, like, I might be freestyling and the engineer say, what do you want to call this? And I just come up with whatever. So as soon as I heard this music, I told Michael, the engineer, hey, call this a riot in my mind. So I sat back on the couch, listened to it for a second and was talking. And then I started saying, why da 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 da, Cassius Clay and the Pata.
Why da 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 da, Cassius Clay and the Pata.
That thought right there for me, why da 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 da, was really me referencing like something from 90s hip hop that just brought me to that energy. But I said Cassius Clay and the Pata, I'm talking about Muhammad Ali and God. I'm saying Cassius Clay and the Potter shaped my mind. Referring to God as the Potter is definitely a reference from the Bible. You know, I look at us as the clay. We are the clay that the Potter is shaped. So the first two lines I thought of right there, and then I proceeded to go on and be like, man, we got to use this. This is it. And then I got in my truck, which I love to do, and just ride up and down the PCH, playing the beat and rapping out loud to myself. And when I say something I like, I keep it in my mind and just keep building from there. I haven't written any lyrics down for my album since 94. I just remember it. That's just my process.
Filled with gods and gangsters whose scars and faces, traces of racist snakes that debased us, tried to freebase us, mark of the beast erase us, but we raised up from East Asia.
Earlier that day, I got a text that my friend, Dwayne Lau, had passed. He had died. And Dwayne used to always tell me, man, when you go in that booth, you got to come out sweating like John Coltrane playing. You got to go with that intensity. I went into the booth. Riot in my mind was giving me the energy. I had my first ready now, and I just felt it. And I remember walking out of that booth, just sweat. My whole T-shirt was drenched in sweat. And I was like, man, I feel you, Dwayne.
Held the scroll that told us seven bowls and seven plagues. Babylon dread the days where the dead are raised. Escapades are the everlasting, where the ghetto prays for compassion, no longer masking.
So many biblical thoughts come out in my songs. I couldn't say, yeah, I'm a supreme scholar on the Bible, but I truly study the Bible. I read it every day. Seven bowls and seven plagues. Babylon dread the days where the dead are raised. So we know Babylon is referred to in the Bible as like basically a place that's unjust, a place where the people in power weren't doing right. It wasn't a righteous kingdom. It wasn't a righteous place. And I think our country, America, has suffered from the unrighteousness of leadership and the unrighteousness of history. But if we don't acknowledge our wounds and mistakes and things we've caused ourselves or others, then we can never heal. And when I'm talking about dead, I'm talking about symbolically the dead are raised. Like, spiritually, we are awakened. And those powers that be in that place that they call Babylon, once people are awakened, you know, it's gonna be a whole nother day.
Held the scroll that told us seven bowls and seven plagues. Babylon dread the days where the dead are raised. Escapades are the everlasting, where the ghetto prays for compassion, no longer masking.
The initial concept for this song, I was gonna write a long verse, like just write one verse. Because I told you I wanted this song to be a rugged joint, I was thinking like I wasn't gonna do a melodic hook to this. But I was like, man, I need to see if Lenny Kravitz could get on this one. You know, I went to Yellow Springs, Ohio, where Dave Chappelle lives and was having concerts and comedy shows in the cornfields. And we would perform sometimes. Well, Matthew, who's a photographer for Dave, also works with Lenny. And a couple times we were in the back of the truck riding through the cornfields, and he FaceTimed Lenny Kravitz. And we were speaking. I was like, man, we got to do a song. And it felt like we both meant it, but we didn't know if that could, you know, people say that all the time. We got to do something. So it could have been just some FaceTime talk. But a riot in my mind 4 days later was created. So I was writing and was like, I got to try to get Lenny, see if he'll do this. He hit me and said, send the music. If I'm digging it, you know, we'll go from there. So I sent him the music, and I didn't hear from him for a second because his book had just come out, his new book. So in my process of waiting, I thought I need to get PJ to write a hook to this. So if Lenny is so busy and doesn't have time to really work on it, we'll have an idea. So I was like, I need you to write a hook that Lenny could sing. So PJ, she said, okay, I'm gonna do it this afternoon.
It's a war outside. When it's quiet, it's a riot in my mind. It's a war outside.
I loved when I heard her singing that. I was like, oh, this is it. And then that bridge part, gotta get ready. I said, man, this is dope, PJ.
Gotta get ready, saddle up. If you really battle, we gon' see a bit. Gotta get ready, time is up. If you been a battle, we gon' see, yeah.
I sent that to Lenny, and this was like October 2nd or 3rd, where I hadn't heard from Lenny if he was for surely gonna do it. But I gotta turn in this album by October 6th. So Lenny called me the next day, on the 5th, saying, man, I love this song. He laid that hook, and I was listening on FaceTime, like, oh my God, we got Lenny.
It's a war outside. When it's quiet, it's all right in my mind. It's a war outside. Won't be quiet, it's all right in my mind.
His energy was just so incredible and so inspiring, and just he loves doing it. And he was like, yo, you could use whatever you want on this.
Gotta get ready, saddle up. If you really battle, we gon' see. Oh yeah. Gotta get ready, time is up. If you been about it, we gon' see. Oh yeah.
And then we wanted to put some scratches in there.
My mind.
I was engulfed and have been engulfed in 90s hip hop since the pandemic. Because I work out to 90s hip hop, and all of it just been so inspiring. And I wanted something Public Enemy-ish. I asked DJ Dummy to basically find some scratch that's public enemy-ish. And then he was like, man, you should just get Chuck to do a vocal and I'll scratch it. So we asked Chuck D to do a vocal thing and let DJ Dummy scratch it. And then DJ Dummy had the idea and added more sirens to it. And helped give me the energy that I needed to create this music and to remind me of what revolutionary music can be. I wanted something that was hard, that had a roughness to it, but I never would have imagined that A Riot In My Mind would be what it is and sound like what it is. Just to be able to take the song and have a Chuck D on it and write the words that I was writing, just going into my spirit, into my place of wanting to create and really uplift. And then when I heard Lenny's voice on this song, I said, wait, just a week ago, a week and a half ago, I didn't even have this song. And now I got Lenny Kravitz on this song. Wait, what's going on? The intro to Sharkey played is a minute and 20 seconds, somewhere in that range. And it was no way that we wanted to edit his intro. Like, the spirit of this music is about those moments where music is being channeled through you and you letting God speak through you and through your instrument. I think ultimately, from the intro even to the way we end it, in between you feel the riot and the energy and the struggle of it. But by the way it begins and the way it ends, you feel the peace. So you know that, like, even with the riot going on in your mind, that the peace is still there to be expressed. As much as the riot is going on in my mind, I kind of overcome that riot. I'm just acknowledging that it's there and I can overcome it with peace. That's what I want for this music. That's what I want for this project. And that's what I always want my music to be.
And now, here's A Riot In My Mind by Common in its entirety.
Things, the trap, the grind, escape the dream. Shoot and star, I aim supreme. Pop said if you gon' aim for king, claim me king. My brainstorm reigns supreme. Black superhero with the cape and wings. Still I'm a G like a mason ring. Built with gods and gangsters whose scars and faces chases of racist snakes that debase us. Tried to freebase us, mark of the beast erase us. But we raised up from East Asia, children of Mother Nature. The my
minority reports say that we major and we major. I see greater till the fire next time. It's burning down, there's a riot in my mind.
It's a war outside.
Soldier, Buffalo, Griselda, held the scroll that told us seven bowls and seven plagues. Babylon dreaded days where the dead are raised, escapades are the everlasting, where the ghetto prays for compassion, no longer masking. Where black men and black women have been, art, culture, fashion, the science and mad blend, comedic attraction, we live for action, moral art backbend, our spirits are tapped in to the tick, 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 top. You can lick shots, strange fruit, get crops, get land, get stores, kick doors, ensure your fam is good, plus the people next door. Some are tired by the time, some inspired by the time. It's where power is refined, it's a riot in my mind.
It's a
simulation, indication. Yo, nation against nation, simulation, innovation. Generation, vindication, vindication, vindication.
For more, visit songexploder.net/common, where you'll find links to buy or stream A Riot in My Mind, and you'll find all the past episodes of the show. This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners, subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services. Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Song Exploder is made by me, Hrishikesh Hirway, with producer Christian Kunz, production assistant Olivia Wood, and illustrator Carlos Lerma. This is the last episode of the year, the seventh year of the podcast, and it's also the last episode for producer Christian Kunz, who started working on Song Exploder in 2015. He became a vital part of the podcast, especially in the last 2 years, while I've also been trying to make the Song Exploder Netflix show. You can find Christian and follow him on Twitter at XTIANSK. I can't thank him enough. And thanks to you for listening to the podcast, whether this is your first episode or if you've been listening for all 7 years. Thank you so much. I'll be back in January with more episodes to start year 8 of the podcast. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of creative, fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. They make a great gift. You can also follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.